You're going to listen to eclectic dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. This is something you should listen to.
Eclectic dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday, 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Radio Valencia. This is DJ Lento waiting for DJ Lesta to show up. She's running around. But let's get started. Another Saturday afternoon. Kind of gloomy today. It's raining a little, but it's lovely out actually. And you're listening to Parquet Courts with Dust. We're about to go see a few shows this week. This coming week, we saw one last night. It was pretty cool, at least for me. I was expecting something a little bit different, but well, yeah, we'll discuss now with DJ Lest as well, which just arrived in the studio.
Hello, is my mic working?
It is.
Okay, I can't really hear it, but...
You wanna maybe...
I can't really hear it, but it's okay. I trust you.
It works. You have the wrong headphones, that's why.
Yeah, that's why. I just asked you if these were the right ones.
Sorry.
Where are the right ones?
Those.
Oh.
Okay. All right, so as we get started here... I just want to remind you, this is Radio Valencia, and you're listening to Joy's an Act of Resistance.
Soon to be Freaks to the Front.
Yeah, soon to be re-baptized to another name.
Enjoy.
I'm so gone, holding back. Lipstick and pancake.
Hey, DJ Lesta.
Hey, DJ Lento.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm happy to have gotten my brief moments of work out of the way and now can just have fun today,
yeah.
Although I am on call. But right now I'm on air, and that's more important.
Yeah.
So that was Ty Siegel and White Fence, which leads us into talking a little bit about the show we went to last night at the Chapel. Snaps for the Chapel.
Woo.
And Folk Yeah,
rocking
who do
their
some
shirt right now.
Great booking. That's true. You're rocking their shirt
from another great band called La Luz.
Yes,
one of their members designed their shirt and their merch, and
it's pretty cool.
There's a sick vampire on it.
They like, sound even better alive.
And they live in the Chapel, so
yeah,
it's so funny. One thing I was listening, was thinking about last night when we went in there was that. As a young person growing up in the church scene, if you want to call it, as a young, naive Catholic,
Italian church scene, because I want to just say,
it's
very different, the church scene in the U.S.
That's what I meant.
The Italian Catholic Church.
Yeah. So, growing up in that space, one of the most churchy thing I could think of, beside all the church stuff, were vampires for some reason.
Really?
Yeah, because to send them away, you have to throw some holy water on them.
Ah,
and
I
like
heard it
crosses
was garlic.
And all that, and garlic too. But I don't know why I associate vampires to church. That's what I wanted to say.
Interesting. Well, and that's fitting since the chapel's sort of mascot, in a sense, is a vampire.
No, that's why I wanted to bring it up, because my train of thought last night, looking at the shirt, I mean, like, oh yeah, I saw this, I want to get it because it's so cool. And I don't know, it made sense to me that there was a vampire on the merch of a place that, you know, invites these sick artists and plays sick music and kind of like unconventional stuff, you know, overall. And they had a vampire as their mascot for a place called the Chapel.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Anyway, my voice and throat is pretty bad today.
You sound good to me.
I don't know. I think there's some, maybe it's this moisty air that I don't have, like, I don't know, I feel a bit, my throat is a bit stuffy, but...
Well, last week you were saying that you didn't feel like your voice... Ew. was deep enough.
Exactly.
And now it is a little deeper.
Now it is, but it's a little bit gritty. Maybe it's a good thing.
I think it sounds nice.
Okay. All right. Anyway, going back to the show.
What did you think of the show, Mauro?
The show was cool. I enjoyed it. It was a bit different than what I expected.
Your first time seeing White Fence? I forget.
Yes.
Okay.
So I never saw them before, and I honestly didn't know much about. I mean, I knew about them. We listened to some stuff together.
Yeah.
I listened to some stuff myself, but the main thing I knew was this record with Ty Segall. We just listened to "Good Boy" from Ty Segall and White Fence record, which is called Joy. Speaking of
joy
as an act of resistance. But yeah, so but yesterday was very different, and I think even different from what the stuff that I heard about that I listened from White Fence in general.
Did they play anything off that record?
I honestly don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, I don't know the record well enough to know. But
yeah, and I think this is kind of like this looked more like a reunion rather than like, I don't know. He was too excited to be in public, I feel.
But the drummer was a badass. Her hair, she had this raccoon sort of like vibe to her hair that like had these stripes, these horizontal stripes. And when she shook her head, it just looked so sick.
She has such a cool hairstyle.
She reminded me of my best friend Erica.
Shout
out to Erica, my BFF, who is also a drummer and also always has had like crazy hair dye and stuff like that and cool tattoos. She actually, like, her tattoos even looked similar to Erica's tattoos, which are kind of similar to mine too. She was really cool. The lead singer, I felt like, he was cool. He was interacting a lot with the audience. The audience was, it was just interesting. It was like right before their last song. He was like, I'm not going to do that encore shit. Like, I have one song left. I guess it was the last show on their tour. And it's because somebody shouted that, like trying to get him to do an actual encore, but ignored it.
Was it?
He was like, oh, good point. But I'm still just going to do one last song. And I felt like the rest of the band just was a little bit, I don't know, personalityless or something. Like, I didn't...
So my feeling about them, so it looked like just a group of friends that met after a long time and just did the tour together. But it didn't seem to me like they were, like their main job was being musicians.
Yeah, no, that's definitely true.
Actually, I think the oh my god, we should close that door. actually, one of the guy was playing keys and guitar. I think I saw him playing with Ty Segall.
Okay,
as well in the when he released.
You always recognize people.
I don't know. I'm terrible with names, but I have very good. Like face memory.
Uh-huh.
So it's hard that I miss something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, the guy that most of all I think was, I don't know, for me entertaining was the bass player. I don't know. He literally looked like he did not want to be.
I kind of felt. Found him uninteresting, I guess, because of that. I mean, they just didn't seem to have any passion. They seemed actually dispassionate.
I mean, not White. I mean, the guy itself, the main guy.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I was. He's. There's no actual name.
I mean, that's okay. We don't have to name names, but
naming.
But he's. But yeah, I mean, I just felt like everyone, the guitarist, keys, bassist, just were sort of blank. But the music was good. I did feel by song two, actually, like... I did feel like they were sort of... I don't know. I was like, I'm not going to be blown away by this. I'm not going to be transported by this. And I was right. But there were certain songs where, I mean, I still enjoyed it, but there were certain songs, and there were certain songs where I sort of felt like, okay, like I'm here, and like, or, you know, my mind didn't like, wasn't super active, which is, I think, a good thing. But I also, there were more songs where I was sort of just like in my head thinking about things and not really super present for it. So anyway, that's sort of how I felt about them. But I did enjoy their music, so it was fine. We did miss what sounded like a really fun Halloween party because of it, but I still enjoyed the show. And we've got tickets to a couple more shows at the Chapel actually this week. We're seeing Pachiman on Tuesday, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're seeing Drug Dealer on Thursday. So I think I've got high hopes for both of those shows. I think we both do.
Oh, I mean, I know them much better.
And you've seen Pachiman before. Have you seen Drug Dealer as well?
I haven't seen Drug Dealer, but I saw Pachiman at Desert Days.
Oh, Desert Days?
Of course.
What's that?
And I haven't seen him since then. So very excited about it because he's getting pretty big, I have to say. Like when I saw him, I don't think anybody knew who he was when he was playing there. But he's actually Puerto Rican, but I think grew up in LA, or I mean he moved to LA at some point. He's based there now, and he plays like dub reggae basically, but with a bit of like rocksteady influence and like more like vintage sort of tropical vibe influence. That's why I was like, wow, like this guy rips. And I mean, I feel like in maybe on the West Coast, especially south of East Coast, and for sure Hawaii, for some reason, like reggae music is more like prominent.
Oh yeah, when we were in Hawaii last year, Everybody listened to reggae.
Not even reggaeton, like actual reggae.
And there was, we had a person who was our friend, but she broke our friend's heart, so now she's not our friend anymore.
We don't shout out.
And we would never play her music on our show. she's like a white girl reggae, which was already like weird, and her music was a bit problematic. Yeah.
But not problematic, I would say. Just,
I mean,
a bit,
there were a couple times when she said some problematic things on stage. But anyway, we were sort of like, if you want to be successful, you should move to Hawaii, because that feels like the only place where really in the U.S. where really people are like reggae. So that was sort of what we were saying. But anyway, we're gonna play another track now.
Yeah, let's actually play some White Fence. This is your last friend alive from the only record that I knew, which is called Is Growing Faith.
Enjoy.
All right. This was a lengthy music segment. We just got a visitor from like another show.
Yeah, shout out. Thank you so much for stopping in. Sean from Bughouse Square. It's on Tuesdays at 6 p.m., 6 to 8 p.m. We're looking forward to tuning in to his show. Sounds like he plays all vinyl, all different genres, picks out sort of what he's in the mood for and goes for it. Super nice guy. Thank you so much, Sean, for coming in. We wanted to give you a plug. It's just such a cool place here that, you know, we keep the door open as much as we can with the noise outside, but people can stop in, say hello. We've had a few people ask about info for their own shows, and so that's been really cool. That was great. Check out Sean on Bughouse Square Tuesday nights from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Yeah, and come say hi. Even if you don't have a show.
Absolutely.
So, going back to what we were discussing earlier. So, we listened to a couple of White Fence songs, which were... I forgot. But they were from this record that I... It was the only record I knew by him.
Was that White Fence all the way through?
No. So we listened to two songs by His Growing Faith, by White Fence. We listened to Your Last Friend Alive and then Enthusiasm. So actually, I was reading the wrong page, like bio earlier. The wrong Wikipedia page. It was something else about Mexican gangs or something like that. But no, White Fence actually name is... Tim Presley, and he used to play in a few bands, a lot of punk stuff, Model American, Nerve Agents, and then since the 2000s, he started getting into more like psychedelic rock, which is, again, what I mostly expected, kind of like a more punky version of, you know, that garage psychedelic rock, almost like Beatlesque at moments, but the songs we listened to were definitely more on the harder side.
Little bit heavier,
like more noise rock, almost, and super lo-fi, which was also kind of like what it was last night. It was kind of like everything was lo-fi except the drummer. She was high definition. Great sound, great hair.
Great energy,
Great energy. So, let's move on and from White Fence, but staying in the garage realm. I don't know, today I feel this is a good...
I think it's a good day for it. It's overcast here in the Mission, which is rare, raining off and on. And I don't know, it feels like a little bit of a garagey day.
We need a little bit of momentum, I think. A little kick in the butt.
I would say so.
And so after that, we listened to Night Beats, which is another band from LA. Sorry, what was that?
You tell me.
That's something my friend Gaetano always does when he sends me voice notes. So shout out to Gaetano.
Shout out to Gaetano. We miss you.
And then after Night Beats, we listened to DOCs, which actually were originally from San Francisco.
That last track.
DOCs. Like,
I knew it was something because they played it recently when we were
at the chapel.
I think they played that at the chapel when we were there.
Probably, anyway, they play very kind of different style now. They're almost like progressive garage psychedelic punk. Again, it's silly to
like they change their genre as often as they change their spelling of their name.
I wouldn't even say they
not their genre, but their style.
They're just very consistently inconsistent in their style, and I love that.
Same.
I mean, actually, same style, but keep like renewing themselves somehow.
Yeah.
You know, this formation when they were playing, like in the early days, this is from Help, which I think is one of their first full-length records as DOCs. You know, they had like a smaller band. Like they now they play with two drummers.
Mm-hmm.
They play with, by the way, sick as
oh
fuck.
My god, their drummers are like you cannot like, take your eyes off of
yeah,
them.
And they're perfectly synchronized.
Yeah,
I don't
like
know how they do
so
that.
Perfectly in sync.
Yeah,
I was mesmerized.
And now they have like a keyboard player that's all the you know ambience and effects and I mean John Dwyer I think is the name of the guy. The main guy, he's just like a punk machine.
Yeah, so, he
like,
really
whatever
is.
He does, he's the most punk of all, and the craziest sounds that you can think of. And
yeah,
like he literally bites his guitar and to make it sound like that.
Yeah,
but as Ty Segall itself, since we were talking about Ty Segall mentioned it, it seems to me that the underlying motivation for the sounds of all these bands from the Bay Area really is to sound as nasty as possible. Like literally I saw, you know, you can find these videos on YouTube where, you know, they interview people to show off their gear, like what they tour on. And I saw one about Ty Segall, interviewing Ty Segall, and all he was saying was like, oh yeah, I use this Fender amp, which has always been my only amp, and it's probably Fender Twin, like from the 70s. And it was like, hey, it sounds terrible, but I love that. Like, it sounds nasty. And then I got this pedal by Death by Audio, shout out to them too, that is the nastiest pedal I ever used. So I was like, okay, I get it. I mean, it's and then you listen to that stuff, you're like, okay, yeah, that's a legit, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
But anyway, yeah, cool music in California.
Very cool music in California. And it'd be pretty sick for us to be making some pretty cool garage, like punk adjacent music here in California. We've been talking about it. We were starting to work on it in Boston before we moved here a few months ago now, wild. But if anybody out there, if anybody's listening and anybody's out there in the Bay Area looking for some folks to play with, Mauro plays guitars, a little bit of drums. I play nothing, but I sing and yell, and it would be really fun.
Especially
so.
Yell.
Yeah, so
wait,
swing no, by on. Here.
Yeah,
12 to 2 on Saturdays.
Speaking of that, we said that we wanted to play a Courtney Barnett song. I want to play that. The City Looks Pretty.
Yeah, that was a song that we were sort of practicing with our friend Justin. Shout out to Justin. We love you and miss you so much. But
we should let him know about this.
We should let him know. We're shouting out to people who have no idea that we're even doing this because we're secretly doing it until we get the swing of things.
I would say this is just a test, especially because I want to invite people, like artists, you know, and
friends,
like,
and
I want to have a jingle.
Yeah. We're going to have to.
I think we need a jingle.
Once we switch our name officially over to Freaks to the Front, I think we can get a pretty good jingle out of that song. And it'll be super fun. So we're going to play City Looks Pretty by Courtney Barnett, one of our faves of hers. You know, a little sort of upbeat garage, I would say. Her music is... sort of spans a bit the garage adjacent, at least, genre.
Yeah, which is also, I mean, she's Australian, which is another place that is, like, as we said last time, like just throwing up.
Yeah, like
psychedelic
pumping out. Yeah.
Beds, like so cool. All right, so without further ado, City Looks Pretty by Courtney Barnett. So this was Kearney Barnett with the Serial Speedy. So we covered this song with another friend of ours, as we were saying, Justin. Shout out to you, Justin. Check his music out, actually.
Whose music? Sorry, I missed that.
Justin.
Oh, Justin, yes. Absolutely, Justin Lally. We'll talk to him. We'll interview him on the show and play something of his, maybe in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. But yeah, so here we are. Should we play some Drug Dealer, maybe?
Yeah, let's go for it.
So Drug
Dealer. Get ourselves prepared.
Exactly. It's this other... I think he's based in LA, and I discovered him through Waze Blood, which is this singer, also I think based in LA. she makes super cool, like sort of old-fashioned psych rock, very interesting voice, and she's also playing on this song that we're about to listen to, called Suddenly. Drug Dealer is very, very like Beatles influenced type of music. I cannot define it any differently, I have to say. But I don't know, he's chill as fuck. He's just like, his music is just so chill, and it really transports me whenever I listen to it, to a like nice beach,
an earlier time when
life was
didn't
simpler.
Feel
yeah
so bad yeah. Although things have felt pretty bad for many different generations, but we weren't alive yet.
and we were kids so
we didn't know.
At least we were happy back then. But yeah.
Not to get too dark. There's a lot to get dark about, but let's keep it light for the moment at least. With Drug Dealer and Wise Blood, you said, is the song we're about to listen to?
Yep. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out something here. I'm pretty slow today. I think I had a bit too many drinks last night. But this is Drug Dealer with Waste Blood with Suddenly. Oops. Okay, wait. I have to restart this.
Let's go.
This is Suddenly by Drug Dealer and Waste Blood.
Suddenly my mind is open.